Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And this is the podcast where we ask the important questions, like, what if Order 66 went wrong?
So we all know Order 66. Yep. Every stormtrooper gets a little notification on their mobile phone that says
the chip in their brain's like, kill Jedi?
And they're like, I don't mind if I do. And they gotta eliminate all the Jedi that are left.
Yeah, I think we could find the actual wording, but again, it would lead to the most dangerous place on the internet,
It's bad, you don't have to go there.
While you've got the world's most dangerous, the heroine of internet, Wikipedia open, do you want to scroll right to the top? Because I reckon if you're on the Order 66 page, it'll be like, the order is, because it's something like, consider Jedi.
It just says, also known as Clone Protocol 66 with top secret order, this identifying all Jedi as traitors to the Galactic Republic and therefore subject to summary execution.
It kind of sounds like he's doing an Obi-Wan.
By the Grand Republic.
So, it's basically shoot Jedi on sight because they are wanted for treason.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just saw, like, by the hands of some fucker, and he's like, with the nickname Top. I'm like, don't click that.
Yeah, stop.
Careful now.
That's part of that. People are probably like, is Wikipedia so dangerous to the Plumbing the Death
Star?
It's
a hyperlink
boys?
That just said, it's killed. Killed is a hyperlink. Why?
It's because of things like that.
Yeah.
And also because, look, Star Wars has a bad rap for every single character that you see on screen has a name.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter.
They're all guys.
It doesn't matter in Star Wars if it's like an extra walking through the background or if sometimes.
God forbid you have a puppet head. If you have a puppet head,
you got like,
buddy, you've got the long. It's going to take you a day to scroll through that Wikipedia page.
So that means that every single stupid name on Wikipedia has a hyperlink. Terrible, because you want to know.
Oh, yeah.
And then also,
Jaro Tapel, Deepa Bilababa.
And that's stupid names. I mean, I'm sitting here desperately wondering what would happen if I typed chicken into the search bar. I guarantee you there's a page on chicken in Wikipedia full of information I don't need to know.
What's happening, chicken?
Guaranteed Wikipedia is like, here's the chickens in Star Wars.
There's a page for chicken in Wikipedia.
Of course!
There's a type of domestic bird that can be found on Takodana, Endor, and Batuu.
There's chickens in Star Wars, I guess.
And the female chicken was known as a hen.
Yeah, they were.
A cuckoo hen was a type of hen. Tip-yips were a subspecies of chicken.
Star Wars, there's new chickens.
Star Wars, we've gotten over the years, we've gotten a bad rap, I think, for not loving Star Wars. And people are so shocked to find out that, I know some stuff.
Yeah.
Why does he know that?
Well,
I like Star Wars.
We all generally.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Just because it's crazy doesn't mean we don't like it.
Sometimes
anyway.
It's very silly. I personally love all the KOTOR stuff. Ew!
All right, chicken. Imagine you only learn about chickens through Wikipedia.
You live in some place where it doesn't have chickens.
Okay. Worst is, like, I was like, don't look up chickens. And I hadn't, like, engaged internally with chickens.
Yeah.
But now that I know that, because it was, like, a decently sized Wikipedia article, too.
You're going
to
go
just,
and look it up at some point.
Oh, yeah,
no, it's like, what else is there?
Yeah. You never want to be able to, like, what if I just search my own name? Am I in the Star Wars?
Or like Simon. Yeah,
that's the abyss looking back, baby. That's what that is. Don't look up ham.
I won't look up ham.
Don't look up.
I'm not going to look up ham.
Okay, anyway, Order 66.
I'm gonna close this.
Yeah, close the laptop. It's so dangerous.
So, Jedi, it's a inbuilt order, much like all the clones, because the clones have a whole bunch of orders and stuff. It's built in and needs to be obviously activated by Sheev Palpatine, the emperor at that point.
Sure.
And yeah, obviously when it's activated, the clone troopers that are accompanying the Jedis, because at this point, clones are on the good side with the Jedis. Not for long, dickheads. Should have read the title of the movie before you agreed to go on that mission.
So, went
and
wrong.
And then they shot them.
Yeah,
so,
what do we mean by went wrong?
Which was
we
great success. Yeah. So great success.
Yeah, my wife,
very nice. Jedi are dead.
Yeah. So, and, by and go wrong, do we mean something like Emperor Palpatine says, eliminate all the Jed guys?
Well, he says initiate Order 69. Oh, no!
Oh, no, stop sucking each other off!
Oh, no, the sucking and fucking troopers.
Oh, fuck.
Well, would have just been a terrifying thing on the battlefront.
Well, I guess.
The droids win, I guess.
It would be.
The droids can't suck nor fuck.
Well, I mean, it's easy to shoot people who are 69ing.
Yeah. Like the Jedi's like, clone troopers, quickly, we have to advance on the. What is everybody doing?
Maybe the Jedi still die because they turn and then the droids shoot
them.
Yeah,
droids getting shot.
What do you reckon the sound of that many people 69ing sounds like? Imagine 1,000 people sucking. Wow.
Well, yeah, because like, so like a blowjob has a noise, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely it does.
But if it's just like the, because like the difference between a porn blowjob and a blowjob.
Yeah, yeah.
The sound is significantly less intense, but there is still a noise. Put 1,000 people.
You'll hear it. It depends what, like, you know, I guess Jango Fett's proclivities were. Was he just like, if I ever meet myself, I want you to fuck my throat.
Yeah, how?
And so then you've got two very aggressive Jangos going at each other's mouths.
I reckon the droids
Why
kill
are
them.
We here?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. I tried to walk it back because I made the most obvious 69 joke, and then it was too late. You'll notice, if you listen back, you'll hear I try to interject, and then
I tried to move on, but then just
too late. You're leading the charge.
I had to explore it. Sorry.
So I think this is what I was trying to do before. I think the easiest place to start is, I guess, went wrong, as in just didn't work.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like, maybe
Order
66.
Nothing on.
Just nothing.
Did we program that into the clones? Oh shit!
Which?
Like, yeah. That was just the bay that you know, keep being doing the good work. Yeah.
Why would we program that?
Order 66, it gives them a nice rush of like, I'm doing good.
Just gives them endorphins, right?
Yeah.
Just makes them happy to.
You're like,
it's sick. I'm
a
clone.
Yeah, it's good.
I like existing within this box.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, so, I see. Chief, I see you got the lightning, Chief.
Sheev,
your fingers
pal.
Are doing that lightning.
Sheev, buddy.
Sheev, buddy, pal, friendo. What are you?
Sheev, mate. Don't electrocute me, dude.
I know you wanna.
Don't do it.
Okay.
But you know you're gonna.
Let's be chill.
So, I've pulled up a significantly less dangerous website because I wanted to make sure this is right. Because I think the best way to figure out what would happen if Order 66 went wrong by just not activating is like when in Revenge of the Sith does it kick in and what is happening at the same time.
Yeah. So,
if it doesn't work.
So, Mace Windu has already.
Mace Windu is already dead.
Yeah, he's out of the window.
Anakin has already turned to the dark side.
Yes. Yeah. And then he's like, Order 66, there's a battlefield.
Activate Order 66.
There's all the battlefield montage while Anakin storms the Jedi Council with a bunch of troopers. But
so,
I guess he's doing that alone.
Yeah, so what would happen is like, it wouldn't work. Anakin was probably still storming the Jedi Temple. He probably gets killed.
Yeah,
killed,
absolutely.
Or captured.
Yeah, I don't think Anakin
becomes Darth Vader in this reality.
Well, he's already Darth Vader.
I suppose so.
My Darth Vader.
He doesn't become Darth Vader. He just stays Guy Darth Vader.
Anakin, this is Sheev. Where's the clone troopers? Where? You're meant to have some with you. Freaking out over here, Anakin.
Sheev, I'm at the steps of the Jedi Council. Are the troopers coming?
Yeah, they'll be there. You start. We've activated Order 66, right?
And there's a bunch of people pressing buttons and just coming up like warning, not working.
Giving him the thumbs up because no one wants to get electrocuted.
Should be working. I don't know, man. I don't know. What?
So the Jedi wipe out. The Jedi kill Anakin.
Yeah.
And I guess Palpy?
Well.
You know, at this point he's a counselor. Well, he's still
he's the.
The vote has happened.
Look what Mace Windu did
to my face.
Yeah.
The Separatist leaders don't die because they're killed by Anakin.
Anakin
goes to the temple, is like, cop this innocent children.
Yeah.
Then goes to the Separatist.
In Mustafa.
Yeah, and Obi-Wan meets him there.
Yeah.
And
Padme doesn't die.
Padme doesn't die. Unless she dies of a broken heart because her boyfriend's dead.
Oh, no, I'm dying of a broken heart because my husband tried to storm the Jedi Council and got slaughtered.
It's still sad.
It's still sad, but I don't know if she's like... I mean, if she's not on Mustafa, stranded by lava, and just witness, you know, Obi-Wan just absolutely just decimate her husband, like, she might be around her handmaidens and other people that might, you know, deal with, like, hey, yeah, it sucks, but she's got a support network is what I'm trying to say.
She doesn't
have Obi-Wan.
Yeah,
I feel like that, like, maybe when she did die of a broken heart on Mustafa, it was actually she was too hot.
That might have just been the droids being like,
yeah, droids don't know.
Also, like,
she's actually having a heart attack.
There's no confrontation between Padme and Anakin in that situation. Because that's also
doesn't he do a force chokey bit for her?
I think he does.
Yeah.
So she doesn't get force chokey bit by her.
That's kind of good.
Yeah.
Surely she's still sad that her boyfriend killed a bunch of children, though, right?
Well, that doesn't happen.
Well, we don't know how far he gets in.
He could. I mean, they're kids.
The Jedi aren't also shot, so like he gets
Jedi
in.
Pushes the kid to the front.
You're young. You can take it.
Yeah, I guess in my mind, I think this is another Jackson doesn't remember Star Wars. In my mind, there are only kids.
Well, no, because they're being taught, but. So what probably happens is all the Jedi that are on Coruscant sense what's going on.
Yeah.
Because they're not being clouded by the fact that they can feel every Jedi in the universe get shot in the back.
Do you think the clone troopers helped the Jedi kill Anakin?
Yeah,
they probably would.
I was going to say, Kit Fisto still dies, though.
Yeah, Kit Fisto's already dead.
How does Kit Fisto die?
He gets killed
Chokes on a peanut?
So remember when Mace Windu dies?
Falls out a window.
Yeah. But do you remember why he falls out a window?
No idea. Slips?
Okay, he slips. He slips and falls out a window.
After being struck by lightning. Yeah. Bye.
Ow!
Whoa! So Anakin...
Kit Fisto is watching and he's so shocked he chokes on a peanut. Mace Windu. Force goes.
He sounds like a bunch of clone troopers sucking Nick.
initiate Order 69. Mace Windu so shocked he falls out a window.
Whoa!
That's how the guy in Happy Gilmore dies. He's so surprised he falls out a window.
That's true. It's a way to go.
Yeah, it's a bad place to get surprised.
It's a really, really sad tragedy. And here on Plumbing the Death Star, we show. Show being shocked and falling out a window with utmost respect, and we are sorry for everyone who...
If I'm ever near a window,
one in
I'm
three
like,
people.
If you've got something surprising to say, wait. I'm in the most precarious position I could be.
Anytime someone's like, I've got news, you're like, all right, let's just do a 180 so I'm standing with my back to this wall.
I'm just going
to
do a window check before you tell me the news. I'm just going to point out where they are. All right, let's go in the center of the room. What do you need to say?
And then you like walk backwards. No!
Psh, fall out the window still.
He took such a long walk back. It was impressive. So Kit Fisto died by Palpy.
So Anakin's Palpatine's the Sith.
Yeah.
And Mace Windu's like, fuck, I got to deal with this right now. Three boys, let's go.
Yeah.
Kit Fisto's one of the boys. And then Palpatine.
Kit Fisto is one of the boys.
Yeah, he was.
And some other guy.
One of the boys.
It's crazy that Mace Windu wasn't like, I should tell other people.
Yeah.
Mm.
Grab Yoda?
Yeah, he just went for it himself. Yeah.
Well, I think
literally Mace Windu, anybody.
Yeah. I think Mace Windu falls under the same category, unfortunately, as
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Qui-Gon Jinn as being a fuckhead.
Yeah, poorly trained.
The Jedi's are doofuses in that era.
Well, Mace Windu. Well,
that's the problem. If a lot of the so at this point, Jedi are like alive.
Yeah.
So all the people that die are still Mace Windu, Kit Fisto, the other guy with him.
Yeah.
The other two guys are still alive. I'm pretty sure there's four boys there.
Okay. Anakin dead. But so now we've got a bunch of Jedi who are like, well, that was close.
Yeah.
What happens to Darth Sidious?
Well, they probably go after him.
Yeah. They go after him with the full force of the Jedi. He is currently the elected. Well,
yes,
elected
in quotation.
Well, no, he's elected.
He's elected. He's full on elected.
So the Jedi are killing a world leader? Sorry, galactic leader?
Yeah, but there's also the fucking...
That's the highest treason there is.
And then the clones, Order 66 Apple, works anyway then.
Yeah.
No, because... So...
Sentiment to the Jedi.
Yeah.
It's hard to say what the plan is because the Jedi... existed during the Trade Federation's blockade, which is also surely an act of war.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And the Jedi are like, whoa, we're going to go negotiate and that's it.
Yeah, the Jedi are treated like, we're not here to enforce
peacekeepers.
The law.
Mm.
We're peacekeepers.
But then that goes out the window when the Attack of the Clones Wars starts.
Yeah.
They become generals.
Yeah, so they're still
If the generals of an army killed the guy in charge of the army, that's a coup.
But the guy in charge of the army has turned bad. It's still a coup,
It's a coup.
It's still a coup.
It's the Jedi coup.
Yeah, so Anakin's dead. He's got no... Sheev is no apprentice.
Yeah.
Then he... Unless... Because currently he's, say, in that big floaty chair room.
Yeah.
Talking to E.T.
and stuff. Because he's basically going to try and spin this with politics. He's like, look what Mace Windu did to me. And then they killed my boy. Wasn't he trying to kill a bunch of... No, I don't know if he was doing that.
Mace,
so what?
Kid Fisto choked on a peanut.
Because he's like, his whole thing was he sold the Jedi evil because Mace Windu fucking hates me. Look at my face. And then Order 66 happened. Nothing happens. He's Anakin still tries to slaughter wholesale the...
He could probably pin a lot of it on Anakin, too.
He would probably pin a lot of it on
Anakin. He could be like, the Jedi, they trained this cunt, and he went full-on feral.
Yeah, you'd try and distance yourself from Anakin.
Yeah.
He went full-on feral. There's been an absolute tragedy in the Jedi Temple today where a young Jedi decided to, take the life of,
innocent, a couple of Jedis or whatever. He was trying to kill the younglings.
Because, the thing is, he's not... His mission statement, I know that you like to think this, but his mission statement isn't go in there and he's like, younglings, that's the...
Yeah, he's killing all Jedi.
He's just going in there to finish off the job.
Yeah, so you could be like, the Jedi...
Spin it to be like Anakin was fighting the good fight because the Jedi are bad because they attacked me.
No, because you want to almost throw Jedi under the bus. Anakin under the bus because...
You don't have to.
Well, we don't have to, but
because
you could be
Mace Windu tried to kill Palpatine.
And not just this, but there is a dissension in the ranks... there are sort of like rogue Jedis here. They can't even look after themselves. They need to be disbanded anyway. And so you won't have them getting killed, but they would maybe be seen as like basically pariahs for the galactic.
I think that a form of Order 66 does happen anyway. It's what it seems like.
Yeah.
It's probably more a Coruscant Civil War.
Yeah.
And
a Cold War. It's more a Cold War.
No, I think it might be a Hot War.
You think that would be enough to start a hot war?
Well, because the Jedi then have the clone army, right?
Yeah.
Because they are the generals of the clone army.
But Palpatine is...
But without them being like chip in the brain, kill the Jedis.
Yeah.
No, Palpatine's in charge of them still.
Yeah, but a lot of those clones, if they have a little bit of free will, aren't going to raise their gun up against the Jedi.
No. So I don't think that... So what I'm saying, though, is like the Jedi... So say Palpatine and the Jedi turn on each other, which is what would happen here. I think prior to Order 66... Even, regardless of how Order 66 happens, if Palpatine and the Jedi are coming to, if you're splitting the army, Palpatine's the one who green-lit the army.
Yeah.
So,
but he's in charge of the army, but, a lot of the people in that army, or a lot of the clones, aren't just going to...
Well, probably split, I guess. The same way that a normal coup happens,
So basically...
Clone on clone!
Oh!
Yeah.
And not in the way we were discussing earlier in this episode.
Because you now have... So the Jedi have all...
Less fucking, more getting fucked on.
Yeah.
So the Jedi have all the dead Jedi,
like basically on their team.
Yeah.
They also then have some clones. So Palpy has Palpy.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any apprentice. He then has some of the clones that agree with
him. If you're
the
Galactic King, can you get some of the other aliens to give you their armies?
You then, yeah. You then have
the other, ETs with guns.
You then have the the people that are part of that galactic democracy. What is that?
It's galactic. There's no name for it. It's the a Shivocracy.
No, the Shivocracy only happens after that. It's the Empire is the name.
Yeah.
So the Galactic Empire.
So you have all the people in the Empire as it becomes the Empire. So you have all those like planets who are.
Because Jar Jar's the one who's like, I get the final vote. Misa, say yes, sir.
Yes. So you have.
Oh, Jar Jar.
Oh, Jar Jar.
But then he's dead.
Sweet
Jar Jar. So then you have all of that. On Palpy's side.
Yeah.
And then you also then have probably like the state-run media, the state-run, like, you know, the Empire-run that. So you have a lot of like anti-Jedi propaganda. Then what happens to the Jedi? And do all clones have similar personalities? Are they different? Like, what are their core beliefs? If one clone is like, I'm not killing the Jedi, are most clones not killing the Jedi?
What are the clones? Don't know.
I have a lot of questions.
I got no idea.
Well, I guess like it would all be just based on experiences of like the last 3 years of their existence.
Yeah. They're all 3 years old, technically.
But not in a way that we can comprehend.
No. Yeah, it's an alien 3 years old.
Yeah, because like
they're born knowing how to drive.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
So like they have inbuilt knowledge.
Yeah,
because then like presumably they just have. Jango, like they come out as Jango Fett, basically, and then life experience changes that.
Yeah, and they're programmed to do certain things.
Mm. Yeah.
So yeah, I guess. Okay, look, for simplicity's sake, we'll say there's a split.
Yeah, there'd be a split down the middle.
Because there already is a split. Like fucking Rex and stuff are like Order 66. Order fuck you. I'm out of here.
Yeah. So
the Bad Batch is like, they didn't forgot to put the chips in our brain.
We weren't there on that day.
No, it's because they're the Bad Batch.
I see.
The batch that went wrong.
Wrong batch.
They are. That's what the Bad Batch is. It's the wrong batch.
I'm there.
You didn't know that.
Okay, so you got the Jedi with some of their clones and some of the Jedi allies.
Yeah.
And so, I guess.
It's like a Palpatine and his cronies versus the Jedi and Crossan, his cronies.
Yeah, Crossan becomes its own sort of like city-state where it's a hub for the Jedi, and that's like a Jedi-controlled world. Jedi have to really switch tacks to be, we are now need to kind of like be wartime.
Offensive. Yeah.
Wait, one
and
thing.
The Separatists.
One thing might also change this. I mean, because everyone's still against the Separatists because the Separatists are the one fucking this over because it's not like, because what happens in the Revenge of the Sith is like they become a galactic empire, they kill the Jedi, kill the Separatists, all in like one foul swoop.
Yeah.
So like these guys are also our enemies, but I guess.
So the Separatists might team up with a Jedi because Separatists could be just like, we're getting fucked up over by Sheev.
I doubt it because the Jedi wouldn't want to team up with it because they're.
But then they'll cover the conspiracy of that bullshit.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the conspiracy.
Yeah.
So Obi-Wan. Just remember the prequels way too much.
Because Obi-Wan is like,
in front of me.
Obi-Wan is like, kind of figures it out that, like, what's going on. Oh, the Separatists,
Yeah,
they're all. We figure it out. We're shown it.
We're not in the movie.
The audience.
Yeah, you sure? We'll check Wikipedia. Jackson Maley.
Get sucked into a Star Wars hole. Disney Plus releases a 10-episode TV series.
Jackson Bailey.
Yeah.
Jackson 1 Kenobi.
So let's just, for the sake of simplicity, Obi-Wan or some of the Jedis figure out the conspiracy.
Yep. Yeah.
And so they got like, the Separatists are being kind of dunked on by
it's
Sheev.
It's all Sheev.
What will that do?
Well, and also you got to remember that one of the things that the Jedi Temple has that they would still have access to is that library. And we've seen, when Anakin murders all the children.
Yeah.
There's footage of that. So it would also be footage of what happens when he comes in the first time. And even though it's unsuccessful, they could just be like, hey, council, this is what happened.
Yeah, maybe Sheev's just booted out. Maybe they throw him off the...
Same ending as Return of the Jedi, except in the Senate.
Yeah?
He hits the Senate bottom where the bad...
Yeah, it really depends on what everyone else...
aliens are. Mm.
Sheev can hate the Jedi all he wants, but because it's still a Senate at this point, they can vote for whatever they want, and maybe it just becomes that everyone's like...
Okay. I like to think the way they deal with him is every single alien pulls out a gun and shoots into the middle where he is.
So we're impeaching
Palpatine. Yeah. It's the impeachment of Emperor Palpatine.
He'd probably get replaced with Padme.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think it works out well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although she, child ruler and stupid.
Oh, no. Child ruler's
well,
bad.
She's not. She was a child ruler.
Historically, a child should never be in charge.
Yeah, because Queen Amidala's
kingdom.
Queen Amidala's 4 to 16.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
That's too young to rule a country.
Yeah. They should be real old, like Queen Elizabeth II.
Yeah.
She only know if you're monarchs, you have to wait until you're 90 before you get
then
the throne.
Then you can start making decisions.
Well, yeah. Hang on.
And you get to make every decision.
Yeah.
We're putting our own, like, human preconceived notions onto Nabooians.
That's true. Maybe
Nabooians might mature at 16. For us, like, what we see is a 16-year-old. For a Nabooian, well, that's equivalent to, Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, she might be 90.
We live to where 608.
I'm pretty sure that in the movie, they even make reference to the fact she's a child. Like, as in, like, being, like...
Damn.
So Nabooian's not...
I thought this might have been, like, a little boy pod race situation.
No. Oh, imagine. Yeah, like, yeah. So him being a little boy is actually, like, the equivalent of, like, a teenager. Mm. And then you're like, oh, that wrecks the appeal. I wish I had the power to take your joy of little boy pod racer away from you.
Yeah. But, not too bad.
Yeah. You still get to...
Yes! You still get to imagine every single pod racer in the race is a little boy.
Well, we know for sure that Anakin is considered a little boy.
Yeah, so
and
the rest of them
there's
probably
no reason
are.
Why... Yeah.
Because actually, pod racing, it's much better because you, like, reflex. Is a quicker
because
you're in touch with them little bugs in your blood if you're a little boy.
Yeah.
And you need that for pod racing.
Exactly.
That's what I was meant to believe as Qui-Gon explained it, I think.
Yeah. So Bob is 5.
He's basically what we call a space foal.
Yeah. Okay. What about, what other ways could it have gone wrong?
So we've explored just doesn't work.
Yeah.
We've explored Order 69. Yeah. Maybe not to its logical conclusion. No. So maybe we can jump back.
Let's see. It doesn't work. Let's say it takes half.
I thought you were going to say it takes too long.
Takes.
No, it takes too long. It takes a while.
It takes, let's say, a full... 2 to 3 hours for it to click in, but the clone troopers are just still during that time.
Okay.
Like they're thinking. The Jedi are like, what? And they're like, hang on.
And then, so they just stand there for a while, like they're thinking for 2 to 3 hours, and then do they just shoot their gun?
Yeah. That's actually bad because all the Jedi's will be coming up and being like, what the fuck's wrong with my clones? And then they're right there to be shot.
Well, yeah, but in that 2 to 3 hours depends on where the Separatist armies are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
So if you're maybe, say, like... So if you're, like, in a... So what happens there?
You got thinking.
A lot of...
Hang on!
So you got a lot of dead clones.
Yeah.
And
Fleeing Jedi.
A lot of fleeing Jedi. So more Jedi survive.
Yeah.
A lot less clones survive, but clones will probably... There are some clones who aren't currently in a war zone.
It's so
that
funny.
Will turn on the Jedi after that. Initial.
It's great to imagine a clone in like a hospital bed or whatever, and it finally kicks in, and they're like, "Oh, I'm gonna kill some Jedi."
Yeah.
Well, because what would probably happen is like, okay, your clones freeze. Everyone's like confused about the clones being frozen. If you don't know about that, you just like see a clone later in the day and you just get shot.
Yeah.
Why were you frozen earlier?
Malfunctioning, I guess.
What's that? Because you do like the Jedi have that disturbance in the Force or whatever. But then it's like at a lesser scale because there's less clones around.
Yeah,
so they might be able to, you know, avoid getting shot in the guts. Some will.
Yeah,
well,
there's no
surprise, though, because if it's like 2 to 3 hours and it goes bad, the Jedi are probably less likely to be in a situation where they're going to get shot because they probably left the clones where they're standing.
But then they will
probably sense the turn still.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's why they were so still before.
They were thinking about killing me.
Yeah, no Jedi is like, you know, wandering up to the clones, looking at them in the eye, angling their gun in their guts.
Scratching their belly with their gun
barrel as it's still held by a clone.
Yeah. Why are they so still?
What do you think about? Shut up, I'm thinking.
I'm
going to kill you.
That 2 to 3 hours, considering what everything that's going on, there's a chance a Separatist army run over the top of the clone army, and then there's no reveal that the Separatist army and the clone army are really secretly on the same side.
Yeah.
Because the Separatists don't know that because they're being tricked.
Oh, yeah. Does Sheev turn on a dime and be like, ah, the Separatist army, let's work out here? What do they want?
Yeah, no, that's a great question.
Awesome.
What would the Separatist army want?
I'm opening up the laptop.
No, what are you doing?
I'm going to search Separatists. I'm sorry.
Close the page on Jackson Bailey on Wikipedia. Well, it's crazy because this is outside of the realm of Star Wars, but Steele Saunders, our friend and host of Steel Wars podcast, is in Obi-Wan Kenobi, show Kenobi, as a character called Ajax Citizen, which now means that Steele is part of Star Wars.
So there'll be a Wikipedia page.
For Steele.
So one day when we're put in.
Steele's podcast talks exclusively about Star Wars, but he's in Star Wars. So the page would be confusing because Ajax Citizen will have a page.
Ajax Citizen doesn't have a podcast called Steel Wars.
Doesn't have
only Steel. If they put Steel Saunders the man in Star Wars,
oh no,
that would be both dangerous and confusing.
I think if you put a guy that knows Star Wars in Star Wars, the entire world gets sucked into
it's like a zero sum. Everybody's just gone. You got to chuck on Revenge of the Sith, and nothing happens. Shrek 2 plays.
I see. I'm scared what happens is the opposite. Like, you then put in, someone puts in, you put someone in Star Wars, it's like, I know Star Wars. And then whenever everyone, the entire world population just gets sucked into the movie Star Wars.
Everyone's in Star Wars. If one person's in Star Wars, we all are.
If there's one guy that knows about Star Wars in Star Wars, then we are all in Star Wars.
Well, if they put Steel Wars...
Yeah, if they put Steel Wars.
If they put Steel Saunders in Star Wars, we know Steel Saunders and have been on episodes of Steel Wars, and he's been on episodes of our podcast, therefore we would also be in Star Wars.
Oh my God.
It's dangerous. Samet looks concerned.
So I don't remember this. Maybe it's probably
been expanded in.
Here's
the other thing with the prequels. The story is a bit messy in the sense of like a lot of stuff. Things are implied but unexplained.
Well, this is the Confederacy of Independent Systems, where the head of state, Dooku, addresses a gala of separatist dignitaries. I don't ever remember this happening. I don't know if this is in a comic. Anywho,
Dooku does seem like he'd be good at galas.
This is the speech in the gala, which might kind of be what the separatists and I guess the Confederacy of Independent Systems, I guess, is what they were sort of going for. So Count Dooku is like, it's an honor to stand before you, for you represent the freedom and the future of our galaxy. The once great Republic and Jedi Order have become victims of their own ambitions, and the Supreme Chancellor. Is no more than a pawn of corporate monopolies. As a people, you called out for a change, you called out for leadership, and I humbly answered that call. Together we challenged the system. We asked for equality, and how we met? With war. The Jedi secret army of clones was revealed, and their technology was far greater than we could have ever imagined. Countless living beings, these clones the Jedi created, have been sent to their deaths, while we sacrifice mainly droids. Our soldiers of flesh and blood are willing participants. They are your fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, who fight not because they were grown and designed to do so, but because they know in their heart they are fighting for a just and noble cause. So I guess the separatists are like, the Jedi are scum and the Republic is scum.
We would like to be the separate. In the separatist name is to be separate from both of those systems?
Yeah, we want,
systems?
I guess,
separating
individual...
from the Republic.
Individual independent systems, as in, like, Naboo want to govern Naboo. Naboo doesn't... Okay, is this Brexit?
Don't tread on me. We're Nabooians. That's the sort of vibe
The separatists are the ones that attack Naboo, because that's...
tread on you.
Well, no, because I think that's also where the... the Senate's on Coruscant. What the fuck? Leave Naboo alone!
It's got the Gungans in it. Fair enough.
Fuck the Gungans.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Do you miss the episodes where we'd ask the important questions like, hey, what do you think is going to happen in upcoming film? And the companion episodes where we ask the important questions like, hey, what do you think about that film we just saw? Well, do I have some great news? We went and made a whole show that is just that, Baseless Speculation, where we baselessly speculate on upcoming films, TV shows, games, and more with as little research as possible so you don't have to. Just search for Baseless Speculation on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts from, and join myself and these two knuckle fucks as we celebrate the death of cinema the only way we know how, by making wild claims film studios would be too afraid or too stupid to do, and then get shocked when we're right. Once again, that's Baseless Speculation, available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever else you dickheads get a podcast from.
Fuck the Gungans.
I also found out, and this is of no use to anyone, but yeah. That speech is from a book.
Okay.
Star Wars Dark Disciple.
Oh, okay.
And here's more information you don't need. Jackson, you're going to here's some information for you.
Hang on. I got to check where the windows are.
So Star Wars Dark Disciple is a book that was adapted from an unfinished and unused 8-episode run on Star Wars The Clone Wars. Yeah.
I hated learning that.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's bad. It's all bad. Yeah.
So the Separatist Army were just like, we don't want the Republic governing us, and we don't want the Jedi being high and mighty with their weird religion governing us. We want separation, not just of church, we want separation of government.
Yeah.
We are...
Well,
they're libertarians.
They're libertarians, yeah.
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 They're galactic libertarians.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're like, okay, the galactic politics is too big. We want little government.
Small government.
Small government, i.e. only a planet.
Yeah. So they're storming the Senate.
Oh, my God.
No, I was libertarians.
Yeah.
No, but it would be because the Separatists are in a war.
Yeah.
So their end
true.
Goal would be to get to the Senate.
Oh, they would be, yeah.
I wasn't using real life analogies.
Yeah.
I know who did that.
Yeah.
Well, I was there, me.
I was a Separatist.
Yeah. It was. I just thought it would be a funny thing to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I stormed the Capitol alone.
And the Trade Federation are part of that, like. Smaller,
but
like,
that
part
I
of
suppose makes sense because they're like we're trading with ourselves. We don't need big government getting involved.
Yeah, trading with yourself—that's crazy. I would call that owning a thing.
That's true.
If you're like, hey, Jackson, I'm Jackson, and I have a great Pokemon card. I want to swap for that great Pokemon card, Jackson. Sure thing, Jackson. I would say that's just
this
you
sounds like a very lonely reality.
I call that real life for you.
Okay, so in a situation where the clones just stopped for 3 hours, they're overrun by Separatists.
And the Separatists maybe storm the Senate, and Palpatine's like, no.
Brap, doing
this. This went so wrong.
They kill the Separatists.
It wasn't meant to be like this!
So the Separatists kill Palpy.
Yeah.
So the Sith have been wiped out.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And now it's basically the Separatists versus the Jedi.
Mm.
Yeah, unless the Jedi have already stopped. Like, is there enough Jedi? Although we've seen how the Jedi do against the Separatists in Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, in that big bowl.
So they do well?
That big bowl fight. No, they'll lot die.
Yeah, lot die. Lot die.
Yeah. Because, like, droid the cars. They have a shield.
Yeah, that's true.
They're also known as destroyer droids.
Yeah.
Super.
Go on.
What are they called? Super battle droids.
They're
scary.
Are
too.
They the they ball look- ones?
No, that's droid the cars. Okay. Destroyer
Fuck.
Droids.
I'm sorry. There's too much to remember.
Super battle droids are like the silver guys. They look like lost in space.
Yeah.
So they do look shoot like from their wrist.
Yeah, I remember those guys.
Yeah, so when,
I think they're hard to shoot, but a lightsaber takes them out.
So when is it Newt Gunray and his fellow Separatist Council members, and they get all like mowed down by Darth Vader. It says here, so they were killed by Vader, and their Trade Federation was nationalized by the newly formed Galactic Republic. What set that sentence mean? Does that mean that then the Empire be like, well, now we're taking the organization of the Trade Federation and we're making it our
yes,
own?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, what?
Okay.
Let's explore this.
Okay.
The clones are Jango Fett, yeah?
Yeah.
What if accidentally trying to activate Order 66 activated some other part of the Jango Fett brain and they all tried to do whatever Jango Fett was trying to do with his life?
So they all they all want to now raise a boy and get clones of themselves.
Yeah, so every clone so gets every a little clone little boy.
Gets a little clone little boy, but then also clones itself to sell to a different organization. So then we have clones of clones.
Okay,
which
let's...
if multiplicity has taught me anything, and it has taught me a lot, is that a clone of clones is dumb as shit.
Oh, no.
So,
I gotta make a bad clone.
And also, there's one Jango Fett and a lot of clones. So imagine if that many...
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, you got to get a lot of, like, long necked.
Imagine being those long necked. What are they called?
Genosians.
You're just chilling around cloning guys, and all of a sudden, a million ships arrive at your planet.
Yes.
And a million guys get out, and we're like, we need babies now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I guess, like, whether you want, you're doing it whether you want to or not.
Yeah. Form a queue.
So there's 200,000 clones.
Okay. Soon
which
to
is
be
less...
double that.
Nope.
Exponential.
Well, yeah, double that at first and then beyond and beyond.
Oh, yeah.
Beyond.
Well, you have 200 little babies.
That's what I mean. You have 200 little babies. Yeah.
And then you have each one of those. So what is 200,000 by the power of 200,000?
Oh, my phone caught fire.
It's Chief Palpatine in Too Many Clones. That's what's happening here.
Yeah. But like you have 200,000 clones and then they chuff off because they don't want to deal with the war.
Yeah.
So
came up with error.
it's one of the sums you can't do.
Yeah.
It's just not allowed.
So, but then like, cause all those clones are then chuff off to rate or do they, cause Jango, he just want have kid and then he chuffs off, but then he gets got by, Mace?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they all go seek out Mace Windu, who well, fell out of window. Yeah. So
do they get,
4E10.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's a lot of clones.
Not just. A stupid clone.
Yeah. Getting worse and worse and worse as they go.
But then, if they've been cloned...
Yeah.
That would be enough to wreck a galaxy.
Well, yeah. But is it
Do you think Genosia or whatever crumbles under the weight of all those clones?
Well, they just have to push them into the sea. Yeah. But, like, is it fractal? I.e., when those clones pop out, they're like, give me a baby, also clone me.
Oh, no.
But then it just becomes stupider and stupider as it goes down.
So the Jedi and the Empire have to combine forces to stop Genosha from going too big on the clones.
Yeah.
Genovia? Genosis?
Well, Genosha's an like a Marvel mutant thing.
Oh. I thought it was called... I think it's Genosha, isn't it?
Or Genosa?
Mm. I mean, it's crazy for me to try and make a claim that I know anything about Star Wars right
planet?
Now.
Yeah. It's Genosha.
Genosha?
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 It's not Genosha.
I bet it's Genosha.
Not Genosha.
Isn't it?
Kid Fistler chokes at a peanut. Genosis.
Genosis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah, but do
okay. So assuming it's not fractal.
Yeah.
Because that's only when Order 66 happens.
Yes. These new clones don't have Order 66 in their head.
Yeah.
Yet.
Well, they do.
Okay.
But
well,
no one is.
It depends on when the programming happens.
Yeah.
So Order 66 happens and it's like, I got to have babies and clone myself.
Yeah.
They all just get into their little speeders and their spaceships and they all chuff off down to...
So if it happens one more time...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, too many. Well, also, you got to think about just the manpower of like the poor Genosians.
Yeah, they're working overtime. They're gonna be like, to make more boys. Like
1.6E21.
What does that E mean?
These zeros.
Oh, that's a lot of guys.
Mm. So
I forget what the E actually stands for. But
Euler's
I remember that
number or some shit?
Yeah, you did specialist maths. Oh, you did, remember yeah. E.
I know it stands for Euler's number. I don't know what it means now.
I mean, it's like, so it's zeros.
Yeah, it's zeros. Okay. Probably.
Oh, no, it definitely is a zero. Yeah. Oh, it's movement of the decimal place.
Maybe.
Yeah, it, yeah so. Yeah. Anyway, so it's.
It's a lot of guys.
Yeah. Well, okay. So you have 200,000, like, clones.
Yeah.
200,000 clones. Line up. They're not all getting seen, like, straight away.
Yeah.
How many are getting seen? Surely it's only, like, they're taking it one at a time. At this point.
Well, I mean, they can't they just be like, well, you each want a baby? And they're all like, yeah. And they're like, well, how many of there are you?
200,000.
Okay, so it's another 200,000 babies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's easy because we have that.
Yeah, we're doing that already.
We have that Bubba
Fett. We have the capability.
They pull the switch, they just pump out 200,000 little Bubbas.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right. They're like, now clone us. They're like, no.
Yeah, that might
we'll
be
shoot
where they draw
you
the line. Okay.
All right, we'll clone one of you. But we have to, this is going to be bad. We don't care.
Yeah, that's not,
give us
something
space
in
credits.
My brain is telling me right now, you got to clone me.
So they give us space credits. And they do.
It's funny to him. Hang on. How long does the cloning process take?
Well, does he get organized by not Palpatine, but it was someone else who was never only mentioned maybe once in Star Wars. That never
It. It's like something Vetus or something like the Data Vetus or some shit.
Yeah.
It's dangerous anytime one of you pulls your phone out of your lap. It's scary.
How long did it take for Jango Fett to be cloned?
So I guess it'll happen with like, maybe we'll just say for simplicity's sake.
Yeah.
We just get a not a bad batch.
Yeah.
A stupid batch.
Yeah, they're just dumb. They're just dumb troopers.
200,000 basically Jango Fett clones go off and they raise 200,000 Boba Fett clones.
Yeah.
And
Wait, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Because the explanation's in the movie. Like, Boba Fett's like, what, 10?
Yeah.
In
Attack of the Clones, which means that the cloning process has been going on for that long because he's grown in real time.
Mm, yeah. True.
So the
clones chill and wait for their baby to be born, slash pop out of a vat.
So 200,000 clones.
10 years.
Needs 10
years. In that time, the Jedi's arrive and are like, what are you, where'd you go?
The Separatists in that period of time run over the Capitol.
Yeah.
The Senate, not the Capitol.
But then, 10 years later, a bunch of stupid clones come in and wage war. Chaos.
I don't know what they want, the stupid clones. I got a lot of damn chips in my brain right now.
Beep, boop, beep.
I got to kill my dad.
I don't know. I got to kill my dad and stop at Dexter Jester for some eggs.
Pew, pew.
Dexter Jester becomes the most successful diner in the galaxy because all of the clones stop in for eggs. Knock, knock.
Lucky Star Wars has chickens.
Yeah. Hey, you got eggs?
Yeah, we got chickens.
Oh, we got eggs.
You want some eggs from some tip-tips or whatever?
How many eggs you want? Turning around to 22,000 million clones or whatever.
A lot.
A whole bunch.
What you got?
Okay, well, that's one interpretation of the question.
Okay.
Jetster either...
Goes out of business.
Goes out of business.
Or becomes the richest the egg king of Coruscant.
Becomes a sort of egg baron. Yeah.
All the chickens will be mine.
Okay.
Becomes a new war of the chickens.
Wars.
The egg wars.
Eggs have been more valuable than gold now.
Eggs are currency in Star Wars. Throw credits in the bin. You're trading
in
now.
Eggs.
Yeah. But they don't have a shelf life because they still go rotten.
Yeah. So, still eggs. They still will. Yeah, that's
sort of a barter situation. Really, the chicken. Chicken is the important thing.
A currency where the money can go off is very funny.
Well, if chickens
have been saving
currency,
for years.
Oh, it's just
chickens,
a pile
I mean,
of
chickens
rot.
Also technically go off.
Yeah, that's true.
They expire.
die.
Yeah.
But you can breed more money. That's cool.
Yeah. But you can also eat the money.
Well, you're hungry. Well,
no, because like if the egg,
I mean, I guess
if the eggs exchange. Are the money, then the yeah. chickens are the bank. And yeah. you can eat the bank. Yeah. But also means your bank can die.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to make a deposit. Like,
you kind of like skip some middlemen here because like, well, we, you know, get money and then we trade that for eggs and then we eat the egg. So if we get paid in egg, we just eat egg. Then if we want to eat the bank,
you wouldn't eat the bank.
Eggs are our money. Chickens are the bank. Both consumable. You can eat your money. You can eat the bank.
That's true. Is bank kind of like taking out a mortgage?
No, it's kind of like eating a house, I would say.
It's sort of like, well, it's like withdrawing your life savings for one meal.
Yeah.
But your life savings.
Or quitting a job.
How do you
to
get
eat.
A loan?
It's like yeah, quitting we'll a give job you, we'll to give eat you, a chicken meal.
We'll give you 3 eggs today.
You have to give us back interest on those eggs.
So long as you give us back an egg every 2 weeks for the next 6 weeks. How do I get eggs?
But also you can't have savings because a chicken can have, what, one egg in it at a time?
I don't know.
No, because they have a clutch, you know?
Well, under the chicken, I guess.
I mean, that's a vault.
I suppose the chicken, yeah. Star Wars has become very different.
Okay.
Spare an egg, sir. Spare an egg for a veteran of the Clone Wars.
But if one egg...
Yes?
Would be valuable. Yeah. So asking for an egg is a lot.
Well, what's a smaller denomination of egg?
That's what I mean.
Shell? Yolk?
It'd be like in our eggs current climate if the lowest denomination was $100.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if the larger bank laid $800 every day.
Well, that's not much.
No, but also it's continuous and we're always getting...
Well, you have
if we had a full-time job
and
you got $100 a day, you'd be like, I got a shit full-time job.
Yeah, but surely my job would just be...
You got a dog shit full-time job.
Caring for chickens.
Raising chickens. All right, chickens, fuck. Come on.
Get at it. Daddy needs his money.
Yeah. Need more chickens.
Daddy
for
needs
eggs.
To be cashed up.
Rooster, you gotta fuck the chickens. You gotta fuck the chickens, and then you gotta fuck off because then you gotta stop fucking the chickens so that my chickens have eggs.
Yeah.
Gotta make some cash.
Rooster, I'm gonna eat you. I'm gonna eat the rooster.
It's bad meat, I hear. It's not as good, but I'm still gonna do it.
I don't forget a chicken to get the fuck. Come on,
fuck, eat your eggs. Come on. I mean, no, don't eat your eggs. Don't eat your eggs.
Oh no, when the chicken has that weird thing where it like pecks its own eggs.
No! My millions! How good is it to imagine at like a casino just slamming an egg on the counter? Oh, damn.
You're imagining it breaking and
spluttering. Well, that's scary. It's scary to have money that can shatter. That's a bit of a worry.
Eggs as dollars is scary. It's tough.
What's a wallet?
It's tough.
What's
living.
A wallet look like?
Well, it'd be an egg garden.
Yeah. Or a basket. Yeah,
I suppose.
Basket
of
eggs.
Oh, you'd be. Oh, the forgery. Wait a second. These aren't chicken eggs.
These are goose eggs.
These are sparrow eggs.
It's a Wookiee egg.
Would goose eggs be more or less?
I don't know.
It's only chicken eggs.
Yeah. If they only want to eat chicken eggs at dusk to jets.
Because an ostrich eggs.
Yeah.
The ostriches exist in Star Wars.
Don't make it.
Well, those things that Anakin and Padme are riding when Anakin falls off and pretends to be dead.
Oh,
they probably
yeah.
lay eggs.
Yeah, look
at probably not. That's like me claiming a horse lays eggs.
Nah, look, in Star Wars, I would assume a horse did. I would assume a lot of things in Star Wars laid eggs. I'm shocked that, Anakin wasn't
eggs.
Birthed out of an egg.
Yeah.
He might have been.
Sebulba probably lays, like, bug eggs or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Lava.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, and
fish
Watto.
Eggs, maybe.
Watto would lay an egg.
Watto lays an egg. Yeah, he lays one big sloppy egg.
He came from an egg.
I reckon he lays an egg, but it's not a hard egg. Mm. It's like...
It's membranous.
Yeah, and, like, when it kind of has a similar consistency of like a human shit. Like
yeah.
Okay. So like a shark. All right. Never mind.
When it like hits the ground, it slops a bit.
Yeah. It's more like a water balloon.
Yeah.
Like when you put an egg in vinegar, how it's all kind of weird and see through and rubbery.
Yeah. That's a water work.
Yeah. But more like, you know, sloppy.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a mustache, maybe.
Okay. What house can this clone go wrong? Can they get
that?
Okay. What if?
That's the three big ones.
What if? Yeah. Order 66, all clones suddenly get Jedi powers.
Oh, okay.
What if Order 66 happens And then we get, they get flooded with midi-chlorians or whatever.
Do they still hate the Jedi?
I mean, no, they're still working for them.
Okay, it's so nothing up. Changes except the Jedi and
we
the clones.
We now have a lot of Jedi.
Too many
clones.
Jedi.
Well, and they're all the same dude. So yeah. I guess Jango was force sensitive.
Uh-huh.
And training someone when they are... How old is Jango? 38?
What, 40?
I'd say mid-30s.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Training somebody, but training somebody so late in life is hard.
So training Anakin at the age of 10 was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Training Luke at the age of 18. Nah, kind of shit. Yeah. He fucked up a bit. Though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He
training
didn't work quite
a lot of Jedis.
Rey is fine. She doesn't really get... no. She seems like her training sucks shit, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, and at this stage of the Jedi, we are once again dealing with poorly trained Jedi or Jedis with bad teaching,
as
it were. Because again, every single you look at it, you trace it down. It's
all
like,
bad, all bad trainers all the way down. Yeah.
You know, it all starts with Yoda. Yoda trains Dooku. Dooku trains Qui-Gon. Qui-Gon trains Obi. Obi trains Anakin, and then he trains Luke.
Yeah,
and Luke trains Kylo.
Yeah,
it's all bad all the way down.
Nobody's
and
good
Yoda's
at
still
job.
In charge of the Jedis.
Yeah, that's
at
true.
At this situation. So
what would Yoda do with 22,000 or 220,000?
Well, here's another thing though with Jedi. You also have the option of just not training them because that's a discussion
true.
With Anakin. So I guess they just don't train them.
So there's a bunch of force sensitive clones.
Train them, we must not.
Train them, we can't be bothered doing.
200
give them
what?
How?
I think Order 66 went wrong.
What? Fuck! Shitting myself, I am.
How about this for another Order 66?
Yeah.
Dead.
What if it just is completely
fuck
flipped?
Me.
Oh, okay.
So
they
now
love the Jedi.
Love the Jedi. Hate the Senate.
Or hate specifically Sheev.
Well, hate Sheev, yeah. But also the Senate.
Senate
yeah.
gets stormed by a different group this time.
Yeah, yeah.
Jedi
yeah.
are very confused.
Very.
But.
Jedi have to stop stormtroopers or clone troopers, mm-hmm. but the clone troopers won't attack Jedi because they love them.
That's but it's true. Hard to see. Because, like.
Also, how do they know that a person is a Jedi? I understand that they've been working with them, but, like. How do they...
Oh, the clones.
Yeah.
I guess Jedi's...
Robe and the stick?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they can't sense them, which is like...
That's why some get loose.
Yeah.
Because they're like... They can't
they
identify
to go into
on
like
side.
Hiding and hide lights. Because yeah, that's why they're like lightsabers. And you don't want to be using one of them.
It's like all Jedi are traitors. We kill the Jedi as we know. But then it's like, yeah.
Some Jedi's just out there. Yeah, that happens. Okay. There's the fucking guy from Fallen Order. There's Ahsoka. There's fucking Obi-Wan. Yoda.
What
Luke.
About this for Goes Wrong? What if
Grogu?
It gets...
Yeah,
no,
he's
been born by then.
He's at the temple.
Like a million years old. What about if an advertising company hacked in to their protocol
and activate Order 66 and then just flashes up drink Coke?
Yeah, and they all start to drink Coca-Cola or smoke Death Sticks or whatever.
Well, I like how we basically the crashed or built up Dexter Jester's diner. The same thing.
Because once you have currency, okay.
Oh no!
Well, currency. You see, you
glass
have...
of Coke is the dollars. A bottle of Coke is the pay.
So then, a six pack is a company for. It's a bank.
So what's Post Mix? Is that
at
savings?
Least you have different denominations in this world? Where like. You got liters, 500 mils, 750 mils.
Well, yeah, it just would cause an influx of, people
unopened
buying a lot of
cans worth more.
Would are clones trendsetters? If I,
yeah.
a humble Nabooian, was there being like, I wish we stopped electing child kings.
This
is stupid. Saw a bunch of clone troopers
drinking ice cold Coca-Cola.
Ice cold Coke. And I'm like, that could be me.
Well, I mean.
Join the army. We've got Coca-Cola.
Yeah. It's pretty appealing. Especially on Naboo. It's so hot.
No. Yeah. What?
Naboo doesn't look hot.
Naboo looks kind of nice.
Tatooine is what
might
I
work on Tatooine.
Yeah.
Tatooine becomes part of the Republic then because they're not the Outer Rim anymore because they want some of that sweet Coca-Cola.
Couldn't advertise a campaign for the Empire with, like, say, Tatooine. Like, join the Empire. Get a drink.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't have to be, you don't have to fucking farm moisture.
Yeah.
We got drinks. We have... Something called a water cooler.
On Tatooine, it seems like they just drink gross milk or whatever most of
it's
the time.
It's crazy that no one just brought drinks to Tatooine. Just bring drinks.
Drink Coca-Cola, and then you got Tatooine.
A fucking 30 pack of cans of Coca-Cola from the supermarket's what, $30?
Yeah, yeah, I
get
know.
A couple of O's, take it to Tatooine.
Six eggs, I don't know. Six cans of Coke for six cans of Coke. I don't know how it works, really.
Depends on which economy.
Yeah, they just go for drinks.
Hate being in the poorer district where six cans of Coke cost eight cans of Coke.
When are they going to fix this country? Yeah, but so Naboo, if it's hot, they bring them Coke. If it's cold, they bring them warm cocoa. And they just
They bring them warm Coke.
They don't know any difference. They don't know Coke's meant to be cold.
You're living in hot that you're cold. I got the drink for you.
It's called hot
Coke.
Warm
Coke. Or as we like to call it, Coke. Regular what Coke is.
Yeah, why are they saying hot Coke? Yeah, that is strange. I hear in Tatooine they're getting cold Coke.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. You don't drink this cold. It's
you
disgusting.
Drink it piping hot.
It's steaming.
Yeah.
Coke with the sugar
cola
melts.
Piping hot.
That famous Coca-Cola steam.
Yeah. Yeah, when, you know, you're burning like sugar at a high temperature, it's real good for your innards.
Yeah.
Yeah. The step the hot Coke is, because if it's cold Coke, you miss the important step, which is half the vapors when you crack the can. You got to crack the can, huff the vapors. Yeah. Don't want to miss out on that.
Crack, huff, that's the good stuff.
Yes.
That's the tagline.
Bunch of Coke cans in like a saucepan full of boiling water. You're kind of just like simmering.
Yeah.
Crack, huff, or that's like, the good stuff. Drink,
or you're doing
hot
it like a baked potato. You wrap it in like foil and chuck it in a fire.
Well, in some of the places in the outer room where they don't have the technology, they just chuck a Coke in the fire. Boom. Coke's done.
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty good.
I think that would win. I mean, I know the Empire wins in the end, but it would
definitely
be a quicker victory.
Win the hearts and minds of the galactic people. Really.
Yeah, because you got to imagine the Jedi's coming out and they're like the, you know, they're against Death Sticks or whatever, and they're like, Coca-Cola, hot or cold, it's bad for your teeth. And everyone's like, fuck you, I love Coke. High fructose corn syrup, are you kidding me? They're drunk. It makes some aliens drunk.
It would.
High fructose corn syrup? Are you kidding me right now?
Caffeine is like alcohol for me.
Yeah.
You know, caffeine doesn't seem to be that prevalent in the Star Wars.
No.
Same with sugar.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's eating gruel.
Yeah.
I can really easily imagine Obi-Wan drinking a coffee for some reason.
Yeah,
and
me
I don't
too.
Know why.
Well, I think he's a detective.
Yeah.
Does he drink a coffee when he goes to Dexter Jester's thing?
Well, I would hope so.
Coffee's probably a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they'd have that stuff where, like, you know, it's like a dry piece of mutton or bread and they pour water in it and it goes, phew, fill
your
meal.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, so you pour coffee on
be
that.
Be fucked up if there's no coffee in Star Wars.
There's
I would then be
coffee.
Worried that there's no beans, full stop.
I'm not Googling. I'm
we're
not
Googling beans.
I'm not
on Wikipedia.
I'm not doing it.
We're just going to be happy.
Well,
the Cokes turned it into a capitalist paradise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crack hot off, that's the good
crack
stuff.
Crack it off. Yeah, crack it off, that's the good stuff. Drink hot
I guess.
Coke.
Like, let's just to bring it home. So we've got a couple of different ways that Order 66 can go wrong. So let's try and figure out which was the worst.
Yeah, okay.
And which is the best. So there's Order 69, which is our first one.
Yeah.
Where all the clone troopers just start sucking and fucking.
Yeah.
Separatists just shoot them.
Yeah, like I said, you're never more distracted than when there's a
the
dickhead.
The Jedi
boat,
probably also gets shot in the back. Yeah. Separatists flood.
I feel a lot of them are going to end with the Separatists just rolling the troops.
Senate.
Yeah.
Then we've got...
It's just like, what do you want? What would be the worst thing for the Jedi to see in their moment of death? What is the worst thing? Is the worst thing to be a bunch of frozen clone troopers or a bunch of unfrozen, highly animated,
sucking
and fucking clone troopers?
They're moving.
So I think the so the best one for the Jedi, which is probably also still bad because it probably turns into a huge
shit show,
civil war, is Order 66 doesn't work
at all.
At all. And the clone, like just nothing happens. And then the worst one overall is...
I would say it's probably the stupid,
eggs.
The eggs one. The egg standard for an economy is
that,
not
that
ideal.
Seems bad for a lot of reasons.
So either the clones want clones, or the clones are frozen for 2 to 3 hours are probably the two worst ones.
Yeah, I would say so.
But yeah, I don't know if I can make the switch where eggs are my dollars and chicken are my banks. That's hard.
That's tough. That's a really drastic change to the way we do things.
Yeah. That's how I want to live in this Coke paradise.
Yeah, the Coke paradise sounds great.
Yeah. Everyone does
a hot Coke.
Yeah. There's a video on YouTube that has come back to me, and just to bring this episode home, if you're looking for something, you've got the thrill of plumbing the depths.
Kind of a chaser, I suppose, to the episode.
Because, like, obviously, this all good episodes have to come to an end, and rather than wait a whole week, just head to YouTube and just search for warm Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, yeah. I think it might be hot Dr. Pepper.
Hot Dr. Pepper.
Hot search for hot Dr. Pepper, and it's one of the greatest videos ever made.
Yeah. It's instructions on how to make the world's best beverage.
Yeah, hot Dr. Pepper. So please go YouTube that.
It's
right
unrelated
now.
To Sans Pants and Plumbing the Duster entirely, except we have a strong connection with it of enjoyment. You can watch something that brought us joy, and you can also get joy out of it.
Spiritually, cosmically, it's connected to us.
But, it's a huge influence on us. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And, Krakow. That's good stuff.
Want to hear more of this nonsense, but you're on a budget? For $5 a month, not only will you be helping support the show, but you'll get 2 bonus episodes a month. We've teamed up with Acast Plus to give you the Plumbing Sampler, a sneaky extra Plumbing the Death Star episode, and What If?, where we look at the important questions asked by our good friend Marvel Comics back in 1977 and do our best to answer them. Just head to plus.acast.com/s/plumbingthedeathstar or click the link in the show notes.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.